朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
很快2019年就要过去。
Very quickly 2019 is going to be passed.
回顾这360多个日子，你有什么感想？
Looking back the 300 some days, what thoughts do you have?
有一些成功，也有一些失败。
There are some successes and some failures.
从整个教会来讲，我们感谢神有美圣堂的完工，财务支出的平衡。
Review the the past year of this church, there are some successes. For example, the expansion of Mason Church and the balanced budget.
我们也感谢神有基督生平研经的课程，也有夫妻恩爱营、校园的福音营等等。
We also thank God for having disciple training and campus ministry, etc.
我们也有机会一起去圣地考察。
We also had an opportunity to have a trip to the Holy Land.
有两次三福的培训，20多人受装备，四次的布道会等等。
And there were EE explosion training and evangelical meetings and so forth.
但我们也经历了一些的失败。
We also had some failures.
英语会众的消失。
Reduction of ANC.
一些家庭的变故。
Some changes in families.
特别在心理上受到压抑的而造成伤害的一些弟兄姐妹家庭，教会似乎也束手无策。
And there are some families who are being hurt pretty badly, but there was very little the church can do.
基于这一些的难处，那教会的领袖们深感到回到信仰的基础是一件非常重要的事。
Because of such difficulties, the church leadership thinks that it is very important to go back to the basics of our faith.
我们必须在这一个弯曲的时代中做一个诚诚实实的基督徒。
We must be faithful Christians in this wicked world.
所以我们把2020年的教会主题定在基督是磐石。
Therefore, the church's theme for 2020 is that Christ is the rock.
让我们回到最基础，诚诚实实的来过一个与主相合的生活。
So let us go back to the basics and live faithful and lives.
明年也是新城教会第50个年头。
Next year is the 5th year anniversary of Cincinnati Chinese Church.
在八月份里面，我们庆祝的高潮中，我们希望不单是有欢乐的活动，也能够把人带到神的面前。
During the celebration in August, not only we would like to have some joy and some fun, we also would like to bring people back to God.
所以我们也安排了请圣小梅姐妹来主领一次的音乐布道会。
So we'll have a musical evangelical meeting by 圣小梅。What's her English name?
Okay, Sandy Sen.
Sandy Sen.
那今天是2019年的最后一天，最后一个主日，所以我想跟大家一同来读一篇的诗篇。
Today is the last Sunday of 2019, so Pastor would like to share a psalm with all of us.
要再一次的肯定耶和华神是我们的拯救。
And we'd like to reaffirm that Jehovah is our refuge.
在新来的一年里，我们仍然要靠着主的恩典，过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
In the new year, we would like to live lives that's pleasing to Him by His grace.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢在2019年给我们许多的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us so many blessings during 2019.
为着将要来到的2020年，我们献上自己。
For the coming 2020, we offer ourselves to you.
求主让这一年成为我们灵里复兴的一年。
May God help us so that this new year will be a revival year in our spiritual lives.
在这教会50周年庆祝的当中，让我们缅怀过去，能够计划将来。
During the 50th year anniversary of our church, let us recall the past and look forward to the future.
求主让这一年成为我们教会转变更新的一年。
May God make this new year a year of revival of our church.
让我们按着主你在禧年给我们的教训，过一个真正从罪中得自由的人。
May God give us, let us live completely free lives in God during this sabbatical year.
我们求主祝福今天早上我们在一起的时间，让我们的心从你的话得到安慰、指引、鼓励。
May God watch this morning's time so that we will be encouraged from your word.
这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 今天我们读的是诗篇第34篇。
Today we are going to study Psalm 34.
这一首诗是大卫所写的。
This was a poem that was written by King David.
如果你读你的圣经，在这一篇诗的开始，它有一个诗题，就是古人做的注解。
If you read this at the beginning, there is a footnote.
他这样的说：大卫在亚比米勒面前装疯，被他赶出去，就做了这一首诗。
It says that David was pretending to be mad in front of Abi Miller, and he wrote this poem.
那这个诗的背景是在撒母耳记上第21章里面。
The background of this poem is written in 1 Samuel chapter 21.
那是描述当大卫被扫罗王追杀的时候，他逃到仇敌当中去。的故事就是腓力士人亚吉王那里。
This recorded actually a story that David was being chased by King Saul, and he fled to their enemy, that is the Philistines' king Achish.
让我来很快的读一下撒母耳记上第21章10到15节。那日大卫起来躲避扫罗，逃到加特王亚吉那里。亚基的臣仆对亚基说：这不是以色列国王大卫吗？那你的妇女跳舞唱和，不是指着他说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万吗？大卫将这话放在心里，甚惧怕加特王亚基，就在众人面前改变了寻常的举动，在他们手下装疯癫假装疯癫，在城门的门扇上胡写乱画，使唾沫留在胡子上。亚基对臣仆说：你们看，这人是疯子，为什么带他到我这里来呢？我岂缺少疯子？你们带这人来在我面前疯癫吗？这人岂可进我的家呢？所以亚基王就把大卫赶走。
So King Achish drove King David away.
也就是因为这样，大卫才能够安全地渡过非利士的全境，逃到了亚杜南洞，跟他的家人相聚。
Therefore, by this, David was able to escape from Philistines and then went back to his home.
大卫这时候的境遇是非常的可怜。
His situation was very pity.
自从他被撒母耳膏为王，在战场上胜过巨人歌利亚之后，扫罗就一直嫉妒他，要杀掉他，没有一个好日子过。
Ever since David was being anointed by Samuel and killed Goliath, and then King Saul was very jealous and was trying to kill him all the time, and David did not have any good day.
但是神保守了他，几次他几乎要被扫罗追杀，都安然地度过。
But God was protecting David, and every time when Saul was almost going to kill him, he escaped.
所以大卫写了这首诗来描述神如何成了他的拯救。
Therefore, David wrote this poem to describe how God was his refuge.
这一首诗大致分成三个段落，第一节到第七节讲到喜乐的人生。
There are about three sections of this poem. Verses 1 through 7 talk about a joyful life.
第二个段落是从第八节到第十一节讲到要经历神的恩典。
And the second is from verses 8 through 11 talks about experience God's grace.
第三个段落十二节到第二十二节讲到义人蒙神的赐福。
And the third part is from verses 12 through 22. It talks about how the righteous are blessed by God.
我们大概没有办法全部的读完，我们集中在第一、第二个部分，喜乐的人生跟蒙神的恩典。
We have no time to completely complete this psalm, but we'll concentrate on the first two parts, the joyful life and how to be blessed by God.
神没有保证我们在信他之后就一帆风顺。
God never promised us to have a smooth life after we believe him.
神也没有让我们升官发财。
He did not promise us to be high position and have lots of money.
但是他却给我们患难中的喜乐，灾害中的平安。
But he gave us joy in the tough times.
因为他的本意是要我们在世上过一个喜乐的日子，是因他而喜乐。
Because God's original intent is for us to have a joyful life because of Him.
那怎么样能够过一个靠主喜乐的生活呢？
How do we have joyful life by Him?
我们来看看大卫的秘诀。
Let us take a look at the secrets of King David.
第一，他是时常赞美神。
First, he praises God all the time.
我们一起来读第一节到第三节，请。我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必常在我口中，我的心必因耶和华夸悦。谦卑人听见就要喜乐，你们和我当称颂耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。大卫告诉我们，我们喜乐的来源是出自于我们时时称颂神。
David told us that the source of our joy is by praising the Lord often.
每一次我们称颂神，我们的心就被高举到神的宝座前。
Every time we praise the Lord, our heart is being raised to the front of God.
在高处我们看着世上的事情，就显得微不足道。
From that above, we see the worldly things as being insignificant.
这样我们里面才有真实的喜乐。
Therefore, we have true joy from within us.
第二，大卫的秘诀是谦卑的领受。
The second secret is to accept humbly.
当我们遭遇到困难的时候，不要去追究神好像做错，而是要谦卑的接受。
When we go through hardship, let us not blame that God is wrong, but let us accept with humble heart.
因为当我们谦卑，我们才看得到自己的错误跟软弱，而接受神的管教。
Because when we humble ourselves, we can see our own weakness and accept God's discipline.
这样我们才能够从埋怨当中出来，可以恢复跟过去神相连的那种的喜乐。
So we can come out of the complaining and reconnect with God.
第三，喜乐的途径乃是要与人同心的敬拜主。
The third secret is to worship God with others.
有的时候我们确实在困惑中走不出来。
Sometimes we cannot get out from our own sorrow.
那我们就需要跟其他的弟兄姐妹一同来敬拜神。
We need to worship God with other brothers and sisters.
这就是为什么圣经说不可停止聚会。
That is why the Bible tells us not to stop gathering.
因为我们都需要肢体的帮助。
Because we all need help from our brothers and sisters.
不单是陪我们叹息，好像约伯的三个朋友一样。
Not only to sigh with us, just like the three friends of Job.
而是陪我们一同敬拜神，把焦点从自己困难中转向神。
It is to help us to worship God so that we turn our focus from ourselves into God.
那样我们才能够得回神给我们的喜乐。
Therefore, we can regain the joy from God.
所以要过一个喜乐的人生，首先我们就要时常的赞美神。
So to have a joyful life, we need to praise God often.
但你说我做不到，为什么做不到呢？
But you might say, I cannot do it. Why?
乃是因为我们心中有羞愧。
Because we have shame within us.
我们来读第四节、第五节，请。我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。凡仰望他的便有光荣，他们的脸必不蒙羞。为什么我们会感到忧虑？
Why do we worry?
因为我们心里面有恐惧。
Because we have fear within us.
我们怕事情变得更坏。
We are afraid that things may become worse.
我们怕自己没有方法去处理更难的钱的问题。
We are afraid that we may not be able to deal with difficult things.
我们怕失去已经有的东西。
We are afraid of losing what we have.
但心理学家告诉我们说，人92%的忧虑都是没有必要的。
But psychologists told us that 92% of worries is all unnecessary.
5%的忧虑，你再忧虑也无用，一定会发生。
And 5% of our worries is beyond our control.
只有3%的忧虑是我们真正需要忧虑的。
There are only 3% of our worries that's real, worth to be worried.
那圣经告诉我们，其实我们会忧虑，乃是因为我们有的时候不肯面对真实。
The Bible told us that sometimes we worry because we are not willing to face the truth.
怎么样来驱除恐惧呢？
How do we disperse fear?
大卫告诉我们，第一，你要相信神是听祷告的神。
David told us that we need to believe that God is God who listens to prayers.
既然你我没有办法掌握将来，为什么我们不交回给神呢？
Since you and I cannot control the future, why don't we give it back to God?
神是要我们活在今天，而不要为明天忧虑。
God wants us to live in today, don't worry about tomorrow.
大卫他经验到许许多多生活中的困难。
David went through a lot of difficulties in his life.
每一次在困难中，他都求告神，把他的将来交回到神的手中。
Every time he went through difficulty, he asked God, give God his worries.
因为他相信神，神一定会听他的祷告。
Because he believed in God, God will listen to his prayers.
我们的祷告一定要跟信心调和起来。
Our prayers must be united with our faith.
当我们相信神，他听我们祷告，我们的疑惑就会消散。
When we believe that God listens to our prayers, then our doubts will disappear.
第二，大卫说要仰望主的荣光。
Second, David told us that we need to seek God's glory.
什么是仰望？
What is seeking?
仰望就是诚诚实实的面对神。
Seeking is to face God, faithfully.
把自己最真实心里的状况告诉他。
Tell God the true state of our inner heart.
请问神知不知道我们心里真实的状况？
Does God know the true state of our hearts?
知不知道？当然知道。那为什么又要我们向他说呢？
Of course he does, but why do we need to tell him?
为什么？
Why?
因为我们自己不知道。
Because we don't know ourselves.
我们每一次向神来讲我们心中的苦恼，其实我们就是在重新的整理自己的思想。
When we tell God our sorrows, we actually re-examine our own thoughts.
在这个过程当中，圣灵会帮助我们把里面点亮起来。
During this process, the Holy Spirit will help us to enlighten ourselves from inside.
那就好像在黑暗当中摸索，突然看到前面有亮光。
It's like searching in the darkness, and all of a sudden we see light.
我们的恐惧就能够被喜乐所胜过。
Our fear will be overcome by joy.
所以仰望主的荣光，就是我们来向主倾诉我们所有的一切心态。
So seeking God's glory is to tell God, talk to God about our inner state of our hearts.
然后我们要除去罪恶的心。
Then we also need to deal with sins.
大卫他说，我的脸必不蒙羞。
David said, our faces shall never be ashamed.
为什么人会蒙羞？
Why would be ashamed?
就是因为有罪，没有对付。
Because there are sins that have not been dealt with.
不信神就是一种罪。
Not believing is one kind of sin.
我们在神的面前，在人面前可以假装，但在神的面前，我们不信就显出亏欠来，内疚来。
We can pretend in front of men, but in front of God, if we don't believe, we are deficient.
好像这一只狗，它咬坏了主人的鞋子，就显出一脸惭愧的样子。
Like this dog who chewed up his master's shoe, and he feels guilty.
那字上是这样写的 ：She put me on, I died, so I ate her shoe. 她不让我吃东西，嫌我胖，我就咬她的鞋子。你知道？没有被对付的罪会使我们脸上显出惭愧来。
Sins that have not been dealt with will show up as shame on our face.
有一个妻子跟我说，她说我只要看我老公的脸一眼，我就知道他又做错事了。
There's a wife who told pastor that I only need to take a look at my husband, then I will know he did something wrong.
我们犯罪，神没有不知道的。
When we sin, God knows it all.
他只是怜悯我们，没有叫我们把罪暴露出来。
He has mercy on us. He did not really reveal our sins.
他是在等待我们觉醒过来。
He's waiting for us to wake up.
我们的想法就是一再如果这一个罪被暴露出来，情况就变得更糟。
We always worry that if our sins are exposed, then things will become worse.
但事实上，如果我们把罪对付了，让相关的人知情，羞愧就只有那么一下。
But if we deal with the sins and let people related people know, then the shame will go away.
因为我们的神是满有慈悲怜悯的神。
Because our God is merciful God.
唯一他不能做的事情就是他不能够饶恕我们不承认的罪。
The only thing he cannot do is he cannot forgive the sins that we do not admit.
他不会让我们一直在罪中蒙羞。
He will not let us be ashamed forever in our sins.
怎么样有喜乐？就是我们把罪陈明在神与人的面前。
To have joy is to deal with sins and expose it in front of God and people.
基督徒与人最不同的地方，就是因为我们是敢面对自己罪的人。
The most significant difference between Christians and other people is that we are courageous enough to admit our sins.
当一个人他承认了自己的罪，撒旦魔鬼就拿他没有办法。
When we are able to admit our sins, Satan will have nothing to do with us.
喜乐是出于我们赞美神，我们心里不羞愧，也是要相信主的保护。
Joy is comes from trusting God and see God's glory and ask God's protection.
Let me repeat this. It is praising the Lord. It's also have no shame dealing with sin and then trusting God's protection. 那我们来看一下第六节跟第七节，请各位一同来念。我这困苦人呼求耶和华，便垂听，救我脱离一切患难。耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营，搭救他们。第三，我们要过一个喜乐的人生，就必须要相信神他的保护。
Number three, to have a joyful life, we need to trust that God will protect.
很多时候我们会觉得，哎呀，我的祷告也没有用处，神也不听。
Sometimes we feel that God is not listening to our prayers.
其实神听我们的祷告，不是按着我们祷告所求的结果来垂听。
Actually, God listens to our prayers, but God may not do things that we ask.
神听我们的祷告，是按着我们的祷告有没有带出信心来。
God listens to our prayers to see if our prayer will lead through our faith.
如果我们经过祷告更相信神，那就是神垂听了我们的祷告。
If through prayer we believe in God more, that is, God has listened to our prayers.
因为那才是真正祷告的作用发生了。
Because that's the true prayer's effect.
所以祷告的态度，第一就是我们要诚心的呼求神。
So,The correct attitude of prayer is first we need to cry to God.
这是一个祷告得到信心的必要条件。
This is one necessary condition of prayer.
大卫在这么大的误会当中非常的委屈，十分的痛苦。
When David was in such misunderstanding, he was very hurt.
他诚心的向神祷告呼求，似乎好像没有什么改变。
He called unto God wholeheartedly, but did not seem to have any change.
扫罗反而更加的在追杀他。
King Saul was continued to chase and try to kill him.
但是大卫的心改变了。
But David's heart changed.
你看他能够放下自己的面子，自己的身段。做一个疯狂疯癫的人。
He was able to put down his own status and try, pretend to be a mad person.
这其实是相信神的拯救。
This is believing God's salvation.
因为如果他不相信，他这样子的无助，甚至任何一个人都可以把他杀掉。
Because if he doesn't believe God's protection at, during his status, anybody can, could have killed him.
圣经就是这样奇妙，总是在人的软弱中显出神的刚强来。
The Bible is like this, God's strength shows up in our weakness.
如果我们真的是相信神是听祷告的神，我们就不必怕丢了面子。
If we truly believe that God is a God who listens to our prayers, then we will not be afraid of losing our face.
我们也不怕受人的嘲笑，被人误解。
Would not be afraid of being misunderstood or mocked by other people.
因为神知道一切的真相。
Because God knows all the truth.
第二，神的使者会保护我们。
Second, God will protect us by His angels.
其实每一次我们在祷告的时候，神都有派他的使者来帮助我们。
Actually, every time when we pray, God will send His angels to come to help us.
这个不是童话中画的那些故事，好像有翅膀的天使飞来了，来帮助我们，给我们力量。
This is not a fable like the angels with wings to come to help us.
而是突然就会出现在我们四周的帮助者。
It is all of a sudden there will be people who come to help us.
前三个月师母去 New Jersey 看望她的家人。
3 months ago, Mrs. Wu went to New Jersey to visit her family.
早上起来的时候，她就想自己出去走走，运动一下。
And she got up one morning, she wanted to go out to do some exercise.
她的想法很简单，社区嘛，那你只要出门，向右这样一直走，最后会怎么样？一定回到原点，对不对？
She was thinking getting out of the door and turn to the right and eventually she'll get back home.
每一个社区都是这样，对不对？释放你绕一圈，当然回到原点，所以他就没有带手机。
All subdivisions are like that. There's a circle you come around, come back. So she did not bring her cell phone.
结果他出门走的时候，越走就越不对劲。
And then she realized that the more she walked, the more strange places she was at.
就发现那个都好像第一次到的地方，都看不出来是原来的地方。
She could not see how to get back.
哎呀，她就心里面急起来了。
She started to worry.
回不到朋友亲戚家怎么办？
What would she do if she cannot find back her family home?
那个又是星期六的早上，那市井也没有什么人。
There was a Saturday morning. There were very few people on the streets.
她就向神祷告，恳切的祷告。
So she prayed to God.
后来看到有一位妇人，她就上前想去跟她借手机，打电话给女儿，问清楚门牌号码。
And then she saw a woman. She wanted to borrow her cell phone to call her daughter.
但是呢，对方看到她是陌生人，就不肯借。
But that lady did not want to give her her cell phone.
她就在那里转了两个多小时。
So she, Mrs. Wu went around for more than 2 hours.
最后她看到有一对亚裔的邻居在那里。
And finally, she saw a Asian couple.
所以她上前去向他们借电话，他们愿意借。
So she went to try to borrow their cell phone, and they were willing to do that.
所以她赶紧打电话给女儿，然后问出来地址，然后谢谢对方，才慢慢的去找，最后找到了。
So she called her daughter and figured out the address, and finally found home back.
从早上出门到找到的时候，人家正准备说啊，你回来，刚好我们准备去吃中饭呢。
She left home in the morning. When she got back, the family was saying, "Oh, this is just lunchtime."
我请问你，那一对亚裔的夫妇是不是天使？
Though is that Asian couple the angels?
是不是天使
？Are they angels?
那个叫做神的使者。
That is the angels sent by God.
我想师母一定是不知不觉当中过了街。然后呢，他再向右一直走，当然不知道走到哪里去了。
She probably crossed the street and turned to the right and did not got lost.
其实我也干过类似的事情。
Pastor Wu also did similar things.
有一次我在国内做培训，就跟另外一位老师，他在教课，我就自己出去走走。
One time, Pastor Wu was in China. He went out to take a walk by himself.
那我出去走，就走不回来，怎么找就走不回来。
He went out and could not find his way back.
那只好祷告，主啊，求你帮助我，要不然的话，这不知道走到哪里，快到新疆了，没有了。
So he was praying to God, and where was he going? Asked God to help him to get back.
神听困苦人的呼求。
God listens to the calls from people who are in trouble.
最后呢，终于问了一位，他知道怎么帮助我走回去。
So Pastor Wu eventually found somebody who knew how to get him back.
结果回去刚好他们开中饭呢，大家都用非常惊讶的眼神看着我，好像我遇到天使一般。
So when he got back, it was lunchtime. People were very amazed, looking at him.
神在保护，只是我们是傻瓜，看不出来而已。
God is protecting us. It's just we are fools. We don't see.
怎么样能够过一个喜乐的人生？
How do we have a joyful life?
我们需要时常的赞美神。
We need to praise God often.
我们需要心中不羞愧，把罪对付清楚。
We need to not be ashamed within ourselves and deal with sins.
我们需要相信神，他一直在保护。
We need to trust that God is protecting us all the time.
大卫说，耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营拯救他们。
David said, the angel of the Lord encampuses around those who fear him.
正如以利沙的故事。
Just like Elijah.
以利沙被仇敌围困的时候，他向神祷告。
When Elijah was surrounded by enemies, he cried to God.
他的助手少年人非常的恐惧。
His assistant was very, very scared.
然后以利沙就祷告说，神啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，让他能看见。
So Elijah prayed, God, please open his eyes so he can see.
他就看见满山有火车火马围绕着保护着他们。
So he could see that the whole mountains full of fire and horses and soldiers to protect them.
哎呀，我真是希望常常我能够为你们祷告，说神啊，求你开弟兄姐妹的眼目，让他能够看见。
Pastor Wu often prays to God, please open brothers and sisters' eyes so they can see.
第二个部分讲到经历神的恩典。
The second part talks about experience God's grace.
神要我们来尝一尝他恩典的滋味。
God wants us to taste his, the grace of, of his good.
我们来读第八节，请。你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。这里告诉我们，神的恩典不是你我知道就算了，他乃是要我们细细的品尝。
Here it tells us that God's grace is not just for us to know, it's for us to taste and see.
每一年圣诞节的时候，都有一些弟兄姐妹会送我们自己烘焙的点心。
Every Christmas, there are some brothers and sisters who send Pastor Wu the cakes that they bake themselves.
我不是要你们没送的送哈，这个越描越黑，不讲。那我在吃的时候，其实不光是点心美味可口，而是弟兄姐妹的爱心更感动我。
It is not just the baked goods that's tasteful. It is the loving hearts of brothers and sisters that move pastor's heart.
所以我觉得我自己真是一个有福的人。
So Pastor Wu thinks that he is a person of being blessed.
神要我们去细细的思想，去回忆他在过去这一年给我们什么样的恩典，我们才会真心的感谢。
God wants to look back this past year, see, examine carefully what kind of graces, what kind of blessings he has given us, so we can really enjoy his goodness.
恩典不是工价，恩典是我们不配得的，给了我们。
Grace is not salary we earn. Grace is something that we do not deserve, but we receive.
唯有我们有这样感恩的心，神才能够用我们来为他做事。
Only when we have such thankful heart, God can use us to do things for Him.
其次，我们要敬畏神。
Second, we need to fear our God.
我们来读九到十一节，请。耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺，少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求耶和华的什么好处都不缺。众弟子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏耶和华的道教训你们。什么是敬畏？
What is fear?
不是口里面说，哦，我很敬畏神，我很敬畏，但心里面却不怎么样。
It is not just by our mouth.
以前做官的在皇帝面前会磕头作揖，天威不可测。
In the old days in China, the officials would bow to the emperor.
因为你不小心就有杀头之祸。
Because if you're not being careful, you might get in trouble.
那是不是敬畏？不是，那叫做恐惧。
Is that fear? It is not. It is terror.
圣经里面在旧约有十个名词，八个动词。被翻译成为敬畏。
In the Bible, there are 10 nouns and 8 verbs that are translated into the word fear.
所以敬畏这个字其实很广的意思，大概分成两类。
So this word fear has a pretty wide meaning. It has about 2 parts.
这一个英文呢，那个字呢，只有一个漏掉了，那个 kind of spirit of fear 啊，下面还有一个。那一个是 spirit of fear， 就是一种惧怕的灵。
One is spirit of fear。
第二类是 the fear of God， 就是对神真正的敬畏。
The second is the fear of God， it's a true
fear。那么前面这种惧怕的灵是指的对人的伤害。
The first spirit of fear is means the it might hurt people。
后面这一种对神的敬畏 fear of God 是神要赐福给我们。
The second fear of God is that God wants to bless us.
原来圣经里面讲到敬畏神是神要赐福给我们。
Because therefore the fear that's talked about in the Bible is that God it wants to bless us.
所以大卫对于敬畏的解释是：第一，凡事我们要知足。
So this is how David interprets fear of God. First, we need to be content.
因为敬畏神的一无所缺。
Because we lack nothing if we fear God.
这不是说基督徒不会穷啊。
It does not say that the Christians may not be poor.
而是说我们懂得怎么样处丰富，也懂得怎么样处卑贱。
It is to tell us that we know how to live abundantly and also how to live poorly.
保罗他说，无论如何，靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
Paul said, I can do anything by the God who gave me the strength.
那换句话说，今天如果我们就是欠人的债，付不出要交的税，我们被赶出公寓，其实我们仍然能够敬畏神。
So even today, even if we cannot pay the debt, cannot even be evicted from our apartment, we can still fear God.
因为我们不是怕人的法令，我们乃是怕神，是敬畏神，他就要帮助我们。
Because we're not fearful of man's rule, we're fearful of God. God will help us.
第二，敬畏的意思是不依靠自己。
The second meaning of fearing God is not to rely on ourselves.
大卫说，少壮的狮子是靠自己的力气，他能够纵横草原，毫无对手。
David said, young lions will go around and will have no rival.
No predicate. 没有对手，但是遇到干旱之年，再少壮的狮子也会饥饿没食物。
But when during famine time, even young lions will be hungry.
所谓我们成功，我们有智慧有才干，其实不过是抓住神给我们的机会逞能而已。
When we think we are young, we are able to be able to do things, we're actually just grabbed opportunities that God gave us.
等到没有天时地利人和的时候，我们就是束手无策。
When there's no opportunities, there's nothing we can do.
但是一个敬畏神的人，他不会自夸，他是会等候神的帮助来到。
But a person who fears God will not boast himself; he will wait for God to help.
因为他不是依靠他自己。
Because he does not rely on himself.
第三，大卫说，敬畏神的人应当读神的话，明白神的旨意。
Third, David said, people who fear God need to read God's words.
神把圣经赐给我们，不是用来装饰的，放在书架。现在也没有书架。
God gave us the Bible is not for us to just put on bookshelves.
神要我们读他的话，能够明白他的心意。
God wants us to read His word to understand His desire.
因为圣灵往往都是借着神已经说过的话来帮助我们明白神的意思。
Because the Holy Spirit often helps us to understand God's intent by the word He has already spoken to us.
当我们读神的话的时候，圣灵就会帮助我们脱离罪恶的网罗陷阱。
When we read God's word, the Holy Spirit will help us to get out of the bondage of sins.
这个才叫真正的是敬畏神。
This is called truly fearing God.
那还是一样，我们每一年都鼓励弟兄姐妹要把圣经读一遍。
Every year we encourage brothers and sisters to read the Bible one time.
其实我们都有，每一年都有那个读经表在外面，如果你愿意，你拉一张回去，每天读三章，一年就把圣经读完了。
There's always a form out there that if you read according to this table, three or four chapters each day, you will finish the whole Bible in one year.
我们当中确实有人呢，每一天按着那个读完的啊，每一年都有。
We do have people, brothers, sisters among us who follow this plan and complete reading the Bible one year.
当然也有人连埃及都没有出来就死在旷野了，那也有的啊。
There are also people who haven't even got out of Egypt.
至少你把创世纪读完了，那也不错。
So even if you finished the Genesis, that's not bad.
我还是鼓励你们每天读神的话，能够期望一年把圣经读一遍。
Pastor, encourage our brothers and sisters to finish reading the Bible in one year.
那下面这个段落是讲到义人与恶人。
The next segment talks about the righteous people and the wicked people.
首先他说一个长寿的秘诀。
It says the secret for long life.
啊，这一段我们都喜欢，一起来读十二节、十三节，请。有何人喜好存活，爱慕长寿，得享美福，就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。有人会奇怪，这个长寿跟舌头有什么关系呢
？You might wonder what's the relationship between long life and the tongue.
圣经告诉我们，我们舌头是最容易去点火的东西。
The Bible told us that our tongue is the thing that's the most easiest to lighten up a fire.
我们基督徒可以追求长寿的，但是不是要长命不死啊。
Christians can seek long life, but it's not just long life not to die.
而是我们要能够为主而活，多活就多做主的工。
It is to live for God, and the longer we live, the more work we do for God.
享受人生，这是神所命定，要我们能够享受人生。
Enjoy life is a commandment from God.
但你要享受人生，你就不要破坏你的人生。
But if you want to enjoy life, then don't destroy it.
你的口如果传流言，那个是最容易破坏人际关系的。
To gossip is the easiest way to damage human relations.
我们弟兄姐妹常常好心去关心别人，结果不小心就把别人的事情传出去，叫这人受到伤害。
Brothers and sisters often help other people who are in need. But if we tell those things outside of this person's desire, then we may hurt this person.
所以我们千万不要以为他祷告做借口去传话。
So let us not gossip by using praying for him as an excuse.
祷告，神自然会让对方有这样的心来为他祷告，你不需要去讲许多的内容。
You can just pray for him and don't have to get into details, God knows.
第二，我们的嘴要管好，不能够说谎言。
Second, we need to rein our mouth, not to tell lies.
是就说是，不是就说不是。若再多说，就是出于恶者。
Let yes be yes and no be no. If we say any more, it comes from.
有很多人讨厌去中国的教会，就是怕中国人这种啊人多口杂的习性。
Some people do not want to go to a Chinese church because they are afraid that there's a lot of gossip.
所以我们要守住自己的口，才会过一个美好的人际关系。
So we need to keep our mouth so we have good relationship with other people.
啊，如果我们要凭着爱心说诚实话，那个也是需要祷告有合适的机会。
If we need to speak truth with love, we also need to pray for appropriate opportunity.
第二，我们要寻求善良跟和睦。
Second, we need to seek goodness and seek peace.
我们一起读十四节，请要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。凡是神不喜悦的事，我们都不应当做。
We don't do anything that God does not like.
如果你搞不清楚，你就要等待，或者去问一问在主里面有经验的弟兄姐妹。
If you are not clear, you either wait or ask those who are experienced in God.
不要靠着世人的经验，或者是那些非主里的人他们的看法。
Don't rely on the worldly experience or those who don't believe in God.
最后，我们要寻求和睦。
And we also need to seek peace.
这里说好像。那个和睦像会跑掉的一样，像猎人去打猎，渔夫去钓鱼，你都要用心的追赶。
This piece, this verse, passage sounds like peace might run away. We need to chase it.
你们想一想，你跟你老公或者老婆在争吵之后，是不是有那一个要寻求和睦的一丝点点的心？有没有？
Every time when you argue with your spouse, will you have some inklings in seeking peace?
没有的举手看看，没有的。
Raise your hands.
没有吗？哦，你一点那个心都没有啊？那你会后找牧师谈话啊？我相信每一个人都会有那么一丝丝点点啊，我要跟对方和好。
Every time after argument with your spouse, we most likely have a little bit, at least, inkling in terms of seeking peace.
但你很快就把它盖住了，所以你说没有。
But if you cover it quickly, then you say you don't have it.
为什么？你没有寻求和睦，一心追赶。
Because you are not seeking peace.
那一个想要和睦的心，就好像一个受惊的兔子，砰一下就跑掉的。
And this heart of seeking peace is like a rabbit. It runs away quickly.
啊，你要用心的去追赶，把那个和睦追回来。
You need to seek and pursue it to get it back.
换句话说，你就是要主动的去寻求与对方的和睦。
In other words, you need to initiate to seek peace with the other party.
最后这个段落是讲到义人与恶人，神看顾义人，神他也惩罚恶人。
The last segment talks about the righteous and the wicked. God takes care of the wise righteous and punishes wicked.
这里所谓的义人呢，不是指的行善的义人，而是指的认识神、愿意听神的话、顺从神的人。
The righteous does not mean those who do good deeds. It means those people who believe in God and rely on Him.
恶人也不是指的杀人放火作恶的人。
The wicked does not mean those who are criminals.
而是凡是不是义人的都是恶人，没有中间人。
It is those who are not the righteous.
在圣经里面讲到义人，都是指的那一些他心里面愿意顺从神的人。
All the righteous that the Bible talks about are those who believe in God and obey God.
所以我们来念十七节、二十节，请耶和华的眼目看顾义人，他的耳朵听他们的呼求。义人呼求耶和华听见了，便救他们脱离一切患难。耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。义人多有苦难，但耶和华救他脱离这一切，又保全他一身的骨头，连一根也不折断。神的心意是要我们在世过一个幸福的日子。
God's intent is to for us to have peaceful lives.
真正的幸福不是拥有物质或者是平安无事，而是能够活在与主的关系中。
Happy lives do not mean to be rich or to be peaceful. It is to live with God.
对于恶人，神的话是这样，我们一起来念：耶和华向行恶的人变脸，要从世上除灭他们的名。恶必害死恶人，恨恶义人的必被定罪。神是公义的，他有最后的审判。
God is just, he has the final judgment.
没有一个人可以逃过神的审判。
No one can escape God's judgment.
那蒙恩得到神拯救的人所受的审判不同而已。
Those who are saved by God will be judged differently.
那我们是回到耶稣基督的家里，受的是家里面的审判。
We are going back to the family of Jesus Christ and be judged there.
那不信主的人受到的是这世界受的审判。
Those who don't believe will be judged by the judgment of this world.
再过两天就是新年了，我鼓励弟兄姐妹在新年的第一天早上来到这里，到教堂，我们一起有一个禁食的祷告。
Two more days will be the New Year's Day. Pastor encourages brothers and sisters to come here on New Year's Day in the morning to fast and pray.
这是一个愿意把自己奉献给神的一个心意，在一年开始的时候。
This shows your heart of being willing to offer yourself to God.
喜乐的人生是要时常的赞美神，心中不羞愧，相信主的保护。
A joyful life is to praise God often, not be ashamed, and believe God's protection.
我们要经历神的恩典，是要我们品尝他的滋味，跟存一颗敬畏的心。
To experience God's grace is to taste God's goodness and be fearful of God.
要享受一个美味的人生，就是先要管好自己的舌头，寻求善良和睦，做一个神所喜悦的义人。
Enjoy God's good life is to keep our own tongues from evil and seek peace and pursue it and be righteous.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads.
父啊，从岁首到年终，我们所行过的路径都低下指由。
Father, from the beginning to the end of each year, looking back, the path we walk through are full of your grace.
在面临新来的一年，我们求父帮助我们能够立定心志，让2020年是我们灵性翻转的一年。
Let us have the heart, have the resolve that the 2020 will be the year for us to revive our spiritual lives.
这个世界是越来越黑暗，主啊帮助我们，让我们心里越来越光明。
This world is getting darker and darker. God, help us so that our hearts will be lighter, full with light.
求主使新城教会在庆祝50周年的时候，我们都能够重新得力，为主而活。
May God help us so that we'll all be renewed and live for God during the 5th year anniversary of this church.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。